Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A major setback for U.S. Senate Democratic hopeful Alani Bankhead as a major progressive PAC announced its withdrawing from the Senate race here in Montana. The Progressive Vet PAC says it's officially withdrawing operations here, and that means a loss of a major source of money that was expected to fuel Bankhead's run in that three-way contest. The PAC's leader said they weren't impressed with fundraising metrics and recent polling, mincing no words and casting doubt on the viability of Bankhead's candidacy. Although she won the Democratic primary last month, Bankhead has been trailing GOP nominee Kurt Almy and independent Seth Bodner when it comes to their campaign war chests. It's been nearly 20 years since Columbia Falls Aluminum shut down, but a new agreement announced yesterday between Montana DEQ and the Environmental Protection Agency appears to finally clear the way for major cleanup on the Superfund site in the Flathead. Under the $57 million package, plans call for using low permeability caps on old landfills at the site and constructing a massive slurry wall to fully isolate groundwater contaminants like arsenic, cyanide, and fluoride left over from the aluminum smelting process, preventing them from migrating toward the adjacent Flathead River. So how busy was it in Montana's largest city over Independence Day week? Let's just say authorities will be dealing with the paperwork for weeks to come, as Tracy Taylor reports.
The Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office stayed busy over the 4th of July week, responding to 592 calls for service between June 29th and July 5th. Deputies made 12 arrests and completed 323 case reports. Among those arrested were suspects facing alleged domestic violence, DUI, drug, assault, and criminal mischief charges. The week's activity also included arrest for indecent exposure, obstruction, contempt of court, and serving outstanding city and county warrants. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.